Oh, we're standing on the cobbled streets of Diagon Alley. We've had the chance to walk down, and I noticed that you couldn't help but stop and have a look at the details that are in the shop windows.
It's fantastic. You've got the Quidditch shop over there. You've got a shop selling loads of stuffed dolls. I don't know whose that is.
That's where Harry found Hedwig.
And I've just been in. You can walk in to Mr. Ollivander's wand shop, and you can inspect Mr. Ollivander, who's the wand seller to the wizards. You can inspect his stock. And it's incredible, incredibly authentic. People are going to have a mind-blowing experience here.
This is just the start of it. I mean, there's a lot more that you've seen today.
There is, and I can tell you that people are going to, as I said, they're psychotropic in its effects on the young Harry Potter mind. And indeed, Harry Potter fans of all generations will become a shrine. This will be a place of pilgrimage. People will come here walking on their knees and flailing themselves with copies of J.K. Rowling's masterpieces. I saw that hall where the owl goes in. And I can tell you, it's not special effects. They actually built that hall. It's enormous, with huge kind of heraldic beasts and braziers. And it's a most extraordinary. I have had the privilege of sitting in Dumbledore's chair, and you know, my cup runneth over. That's it. My life is complete. I don't know what else I can achieve in my life. I've sat in Dumbledore's chair.
We're slightly north of London at the moment. We're in Leavesden. Have you adopted this area as part of London now?
Well, as you know, the ambitions of the mayoralty of London are very modest, but I do think it's important to integrate our transport system as much as possible. This will be of great value to London in the sense that it will bring loads of people to London who will then come up to King's Langley, come up to Leavesden, and come to this amazing attraction.
This studio tour will open in March, around the same time as the Olympics, and that's hoping to leave a lasting legacy for the UK. Do you think that the Harry Potter studio tour will leave the same kind of legacy?
I think the Harry Potter studio tour is going to be one of the things that draws people to London. It's fantastic to be here today to see it, and having seen it with my own eyes, I can tell you people are going to be blown away by this.
Thank you very much. And Josh, this is the start, but we're standing in Diagon Alley, but what else will you be able to show people?
They'll be able to see everything that they have come to see and love in all of the films. I mean, it is all here, everything of note, the Great Hall, Gryffindor, the common room, the bedrooms, Dumbledore's office, it's all here. And also many of the effects and the animatronics and the animals and how they all got made is also here. And the car, and it will be a complete experience.
I understand there's even a bus at the end of the car park.
Is that right? Yeah, well then there's a bus at the end of the car park then.
My name's Patrick.
My name's Bethan.
My name's John.
And what did you think of Diagon Alley?
It's very realistic, and it looks like they're exactly the same in Harry Potter.
I like the Ollivander shop because he's actually inside and you can see all the wands and the different sizes.
You three have been able to get a bit of a sneak peek because this isn't open yet and it doesn't open until March. What do you think of it?
I think it's really realistic, and it's been painted really well, and I think they've captured it really, really well. It's like exactly the same. You'd really believe it. They filmed it here.
And we've even got the cobbled streets that we're standing on.
Yeah.